All right, whenever you're ready, if you could go ahead and read the intro poem.
Christmas is filled with many things, from family food and songs to sing. A special birthday on this date gives bears cause to celebrate.
That's a solid poem. That is a poem. That's a real poem.
How did they know our friend Isaac's birthday was on
today?
Christmas?
I don't know. Welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I am your host, Phil Gonzalez, and this is the final Christmas episode of 2024. It is probably the final episode of 2024, and it is the final The Berenstain Bears Holiday Cookbook of 2024. That's right, we are finally, and of all time. And not only is it the final episode of 2024 and the final everything else, it is the final episode of 2024 featuring...
me.
Alana. Alana is back. We are closing out the holiday cookbook forever.
You're so glad. You're so sick of it.
I'm so tired
of
it.
I'm not,
I am
but you
done,
are.
Done with the holiday cookbook. I can't anymore. I think I've learned about myself over the course of this that I'm better in the kitchen than I think, but I don't like it. I just don't like being in the kitchen. I don't like cooking.
I think you don't like long-term projects.
I don't like long-term projects, but
from 8-year podcasts.
I don't like spending money on food. I don't
understand that. What do you think we eat?
I don't like spending money on food. I don't like spending money on or time in the kitchen making food. If I could just snap my fingers and it was done, it'd be fine. Especially considering the quality of some of the food that we've made.
Some of it was great. This first recipe is one of the best ones, I think.
Well, before we jump into the actual physical recipes, what's the holiday we're discussing?
Oh, right. Christmas.
It's Christmas.
Christmas.
Is there a little story to lead us into these recipes?
Sure. No.
What's the story?
I don't know. I don't even know.
The Bear family does something.
Yeah, they have a Christmas pageant, except it's already done.
Right. It's the...
And they're walking home, and they're talking about... It's just... It's really, really light.
Yeah. But I mean, something happens in it.
Well, okay, they're going to bring a plate of cookies to Ms. McGriz.
Right.
Because she's had a cold and didn't finish her Christmas baking, which is nice.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a nice thing
And
to
they
do.
Made a Christmas card for Ms. McGriz.
Anything else? Are they looking forward to any kinds of foods or?
Yeah, hot cocoa, sugar cookies, marshmallows, the snow in the snow bear mug. That's actually all they talk about. Usually they try to weave in a few more, but that's okay.
That's it. That's it. And there is, as you hinted, a religious thing at the top, but... For your comfort and joy, we will not be mentioning what it's all about. I don't even know what it is.
Well, it's just Bible.
It's just Bible. The opening. I'm not centered here. The opening. It's from Luke. That's all we're gonna say. It's from Luke.
It's not like a secret.
It's not a secret. May glory be given to God in the highest heaven, and may peace be given to those He is pleased with on earth. I love the qualification. The people He's pleased with. May they get the greatest gifts for leaving cookies for Santa. So where do we start? What's the beginning of all this?
Holiday pinwheels. They were really good. They're like those appetizers where you like spread stuff on a tortilla and then roll it up so that it's in a, you know, like a pinwheel. Well, it's not actually a pinwheel. I don't know why they call it a pinwheel. It's more of like a
spiral. But, it's just a spiral.
But they were very good. I ate a mountain of them because even though it was going to be just the two of us, you wanted to make the entire recipe for some reason, which was six tortillas.
Six tortillas worth. Not
tortillas.
Small. These are not
fajita
tortillas.
Yeah, no, these
tortillas.
Are big
these
tortillas.
Are... large spinach tortillas, so they're green.
Yeah, and then you spread like cream cheese with ranch dressing mixed into it, and then peppers, red and green, which you decided to saute. I thought that was cool. I would have liked them regular and they would have been a little more colorful, but I thought it was cool that you were adopting the recipe.
Recipe. I did not adopt it. Well, I might adopt this recipe.
And then it had some cheese in it, and then it was supposed to have meat that you replaced with like
Seitan
crumbles. It was very good. It was very good.
They turned out really well. Yeah, it makes six giant rolls that you keep in the refrigerator.
Yeah, we had them for like three meals.
Yeah, you just dice them up.
And they kept. I didn't think they would, actually. I thought they weren't going to keep, and they totally kept.
I ate so many of these.
You did? Because I did, too.
Before.
That's right. You said
kicking
that.
Kicking at eating. It's just so easy.
Yeah, sat down to have dinner, and you're like, I'm not hungry.
You have the goop, and you're just like, I just spread some of the goop on the tortilla and just eat that, and it's good. It's good. And yeah, they keep for long enough in the fridge till you need them.
These would have been good to share with Ms. McGriz. I don't know.
Yeah, mine ended up looking pretty much like the picture.
Yeah.
Rolled up rolled up things. I don't know what else to say. They were good.
They were good.
Yeah, they were good. It says one packet of ranch dressing mix, but then it says in the directions, you don't have to use the whole packet, just use it to taste. But I used the whole packet, and I think it didn't overpower
it. No, that was good.
It was just fine. So, yeah, holiday pinwheels. What's next?
Cozy hot cocoa. And I like that most of the chapters have had a drink in them, a beverage. And this was basically like make hot cocoa from scratch, but that's not bad.
No, no, it's fine.
It was good. It says to put a candy cane in it. You got some stir sticks, which were fun.
Mm-hmm.
They're
yeah.
good.
Yeah. I mean, it's literally just a cocoa recipe.
Milk, cocoa powder, sugar,
there's
vanilla.
There's nothing unusual.
Marshmallows.
Yep. You make it on the stovetop.
Yeah.
You put all the milk together.
Out our cute mugs that are shaped like
aminals.
Yeah.
And
which actually fits with the story. Because
it does, because
she wanted her snow bear mug.
Yeah, but I think for them, a snow bear mug would be like if I had a snowman mug.
Oh,
because
yeah.
a bear is not an animal.
We actually had a bear mug, I just realized.
A bear is a guy.
Yeah
we did.
Yeah.
So,
but it was good.
I wonder if the bears... Now I was going to try to say, I wonder if they have like... It's an equivalent of the Hot Frosty movie that we love so much, but I don't know what it would be called. Hot Grizzly? Hot Grizzly? Happy Hot Frosty, everyone. So yeah, that was the cozy hot cocoa recipe. It was good.
Yeah.
It was good. It was just hot cocoa.
Yeah.
What's next?
Winter sweet potato soup. Surprise star of the book, I would say.
Yeah.
Of like the book. Like, we loved it. Well, wait. I can't remember what Mitzi thought.
She ate a bunch of it.
Oh,
she ate a lot of it.
Wow,
she said she didn't like it, but then she ate a lot of it. So,
like so many things. Yeah, this was really good. It's a sweet potato. It's got like a roux. It's not like a simple recipe.
No.
It's got 8 steps.
Yeah,
you have to bake the sweet potatoes ahead of time. But it was really good. Like, really good.
You have to bake the sweet potatoes, then peel the sweet potatoes. Like, you bake them, and then you peel them.
Well, which, that's really easy once they're baked, yeah.
But they're very hot. And then you make the roux, you add a broth and brown sugar. It's a wintry...
I just realized that I thought it had cream or something in it, and it doesn't.
It does not. No, it has a cup of milk.
Oh, it does?
It has a cup
of milk. Oh,
it does.
Oh, okay.
But no, like, heavy cream or anything. But it does have a cup of milk. And then you just puree it all together, and it's really good.
I see at the end it suggests topping with crushed pretzels.
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting.
Croutons, bacon bits, or cheese. I don't know if cheese would work. I mean,
no.
Maybe. I guess it depends on the cheese, but...
Pretzels is interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway, this was really good.
It
like,
was really good.
I
too.
Have to say, so far, based on these first three, like, strong chapter. Also, maybe it's because... Well, I guess I wouldn't know, but I feel like for some of the things, it was like, there's obvious food we should make. And for this one, I don't know if there's maybe obvious, like, aside from, like, winter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so far, these have just been sort of winter recipes.
Well, and I think the pinwheels, because they're red and green pepper.
Yeah, it's the red and green pepper that made it Christmassy. But otherwise...
But they weren't by the time you sautéed them so much.
They weren't that red and green.
But anyway, this was really, really good.
Yes.
I would eat this again. I remember you made it on a cold night. I came home and you had it on. I was like, happy.
Yeah, I would say that even if you're not a huge fan of sweet potatoes...
Yeah, because Mitzi is not.
Is not. And this was really just good. It's just good.
The other thing is I really love squash soup, but I hate peeling squash so much. And this tasted the same, but was like 1,000 times easier because sweet potato is really easy to peel once you've baked it.
And it does say 2 large sweet potatoes, and I used pretty big sweet potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
You'd
have to.
So, yeah. Good, good, good.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny, though. That's one where it would be good if they would give you a weight of the sweet potatoes because large can mean a lot of different things.
It sure can.
Yeah.
So what's next?
Next was accordion potatoes, which I know as Hasselback potatoes, and I think we just ran out of energy. I'm a little bummed because Mitzi's been actually wanting to make these for a long time. They would have been good.
Yeah, they're just accordion potatoes.
You were done with this book, basically.
You cut them as you do accordion potatoes, and then you cover them in oil and spices, and then you bake them. That's it.
It would have been good.
It's accordion potatoes. Yeah,
maybe
no,
we should still make them.
I like them. It crossed my mind. I was like, I should just get these. But yeah, I was pretty burned out. Not just on cooking, but like as the holiday got closer, I started stressing out about other things. And I was just like, I had to balance my life out. But
so
we still made a lot of
stuff.
Speaking
of things that take a long time, Willow wants to come over for latkes. Could I convince her that we should have these instead? Because this would be less work than latkes.
How do you fry up accordion potatoes?
No, you don't fry them.
But isn't that the point of the latkes?
Yeah.
You fry things in oil?
I know. They're just so much work. All right. Anyway, next... for some reason, is a Christmas pasta bake, which I find hilarious because I guess it's supposed to be the red and green because it's just pasta baked with tomato sauce. And then they put in the picture one leaf of fresh basil. So it's like green and red.
I think
it's good. It just seems funny.
You use mozzarella on top. So I think that's sort of supposed to make it look red and white, like Santa-y. And then, but yeah, it calls for red bell pepper, not green bell pepper, which is interesting. Like, it's not the red and green bell pepper thing again, but it's just a pasta bake.
But it was good, and you actually made it again.
I made it twice.
And the second time you played with it a little bit.
Second time,
cool.
I left out the bell pepper because I don't like the taste of bell pepper that much. Replaced it with spinach, and I sauteed the onions and garlic a little bit longer. And yeah, it turned out really well. So Christmas pasta bake, I mean, it's just a good pasta bake.
I just saw that it's supposed to have 3/4 cup fresh basil.
That's a lot of
fresh
basil.
The picture shows one leaf.
Yeah.
But 3/4 cup, it looks like it's only for the garnish. That's a little weird.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
I added basil to the actual, I added it to the mix.
Yeah, the first time was a little bit plain, but I think that in Mitzi's case was a plus. And this is, you know, we've throughout the book talked about what kids would like. Totally kids would eat this because it is just pasta baked with plain marinara sauce.
Yeah, it's just pasta sauce and cheese, but it's good.
Oh, it's really good. Yeah.
Again, nice warm dish for a winter night. What's next?
Oh, I can't. I can't even.
Let's talk about, as a way of getting into this, Alana hates wasting food.
I do. I hate it.
Nothing gets your goat.
We should give an update from the Thanksgiving episode, which had that terrible stuffing, but I rescued it.
Okay, so.
I did.
If you recall,
I didn't
want to
throw it away.
I made
the
stuffing that was literally just.
It was so bad.
Wet toast.
It was also a bad. It tasted bad.
Gross, wet toast.
But with a bad flavor.
With a bad flavor. But even though I had a vat of it.
You did.
Alana was like, I'd do something with this.
And I did.
And you did. So, what did you do?
Oh, I don't see. I actually had to pick it apart into its components.
Mm-hmm. She separated it all out.
And then I sort of retoasted the bready part, and then I added some of my own new bread, and then I thought that part of the problem was the water chestnuts, and so I just took those out entirely, then went to use them for a stir fry, but did wait too long, so those actually ended up in the garbage. Yeah. But that's because I took too long to use them. And added more, I can't even remember, it was a while ago, but I totally rescued the heck out of that stuffing.
It was great.
And you really, it was really good in the end.
It was really good. So using the original recipe as a loose base. So in my mind, as a man of science, Alana can rescue. There's probably nothing that I could make that's so bad that we would just throw it in the garbage.
After cutting out almost hardly any of it at all.
after eating hardly any of it. So on that note, colorful Christmas poke cake.
Oh,
what
went so bad?
What was wrong?
Everything was wrong. It was horrible.
It was terrible.
It was so bad.
It's one of the worst things I've ever eaten.
It was so bad.
And it's so easy.
Well, okay, so it's white cake mix, and I'm not a fan of white cake or cake mix.
Like pretty
white
bland.
Cake. And then you take red gelatin and green gelatin.
You mix them with boiling water.
Right, so you basically make Jell-O, and then you're supposed to poke holes and then pour the red into one, the green into the other. Their picture of it looks
amazing.
V-cute, yes. And then you have to have some of your favorite frosting and then sprinkles for decoration. So it's just two round cakes that you put in a layer.
It's a layer cake, yeah.
Oh, it was horrible.
The gelatin poured over fine.
And it like congealed on the bottom
but
or something?
But yeah, like there's no way to keep it from like soaking into the bottom.
Bad.
So the bottom
and it tasted terrible.
Never stopped being wet and big.
I didn't even finish my piece. And I took a small piece. It was so bad.
There were parts
that
were
like.
Do we have
to keep talking about
it? Yes, because there were parts that were like when you get gristle in meat.
No.
It was that bad. So we voted. We took a vote as a family on whether or not we should try to do anything with it or throw it in the trash. And we unanimously voted that it should go away forever.
I actually made its own compost bag for it. There was so much of it that we threw away that I had to make its own compost bag.
I mean, I am not as sensitive about it as you, but I still like would not like be like, let's throw this whole cake away.
Part of me was like, well, there's only three of us, and what are we going to do with a whole two-layer cake? So in that sense, I was like, that's not bad. But no, it was terrible. Oh, it was terrible. I had like two bites of the icing.
We were supposed to go see friends at one point, and at some point you were like, you should bring this cake. Yeah. And I'm so glad that wasn't the plan, because I like my friends, and I would prefer to keep them. So
the next recipe is one we did not make, because it just seemed kind of boring. It was Bear's Christmas cutout cookies, and they're sugar cookies from scratch, not from the pre-made dough stuff.
Yeah, they're scratch
and then
cookies.
Cream cheese frosting, which is not what you usually would put.
Right. Plus, it doesn't look like what's in the picture. It may be what's in the picture, but you're just supposed to make these cutout bear-shaped sugar cookies, smear some frosting on them, and decorate them.
Slowly, while cookies cool, make frosting by beating cream cheese and butter in a large bowl until smooth. Slowly add the powdered sugar one cup at a time. Oh, boy. It says to add a pound of powdered sugar. I think it's fine that we did not make these.
And a lot of powdered sugar. I mean, I like a sugar cookie, but I think this would just have put me over the edge. Like, I was already on the edge, and I think this would have done me in.
Oh, is that the... Wait, something's wrong. This is the end? That's the last
that
one?
Is... Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
How I did that go so fast?
That's the end of...
I thought there was more.
There is no more. The last thing...
How did you get so sick of this? There weren't that many recipes.
The last thing in the book is a bunch of standard metric measurement conversions.
So we had the holiday pinwheels, the cozy hot cocoa, the winter sweet potato soup, the pasta bake.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bad cake. Oh, that is a bunch of things.
It is a bunch of things. And like I said,
and we only skipped two. We've skipped
at least two. And I want to repeat this for the listeners. As I said, it wasn't just the cooking and the baking. It was just the nearing of the holiday just sort of making me stress out the way I stress out every year. And so having a project on top of that was just... is a bit much for me.
I think we should make these potatoes.
I will definitely make the accordion potatoes. I like accordion potatoes.
They look really good.
Yeah. I think it would be good. So that's the thing. So, Alana, you had an idea.
I did?
You did. Oh, you don't remember? You had an idea?
No, I don't remember.
You proposed to me. You said, wouldn't it be great if we said what our favorite recipes were from this book?
I did?
You did.
Oh, you okay.
You had said, what?
Well, I would have done that ahead of time then.
I was like, oh, I better take a look because I better re-familiarize myself with all these recipes I made. There was a lot. Six seasons and a movie, baby. Six holidays, a ton of recipes.
I don't remember anymore. I should have done this ahead of time.
Yeah. I mean, I liked the banana bread.
Oh, from the... okay. So the first chapter was Valentine's Day. And then...
That involved me, if you remember, having to cut grilled cheese sandwiches into heart shapes, which didn't work very well.
Was that one grilled cheese sandwich?
Yeah, I made one heart shape.
Yeah, I think each chapter also had a recipe that just did not work. Like, that had that pink party popcorn that... Didn't work. But yeah, the banana bread was good. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Valentine's Day pizza. Yeah, this was heavy on the make things.
This in a heart shape.
Yeah. Did we make the sweetheart chocolate cake? I think we did not.
We did not make the chocolate cake.
It looks good. That would be interesting to try.
We don't need to litigate all the specific recipes.
No.
But I remember that in Easter, those Easter eggs that you molded around candy didn't work.
Nope.
But the
Easter was kind of a meh chapter,
but it did have
I
a
think.
Shake that was pretty darn
no,
good.
I'd say nothing from Easter. I liked in 4th of July, there was this one, Stars and Stripes Bites, where you take a little tray and you take yogurt-covered pretzels and then strawberries to make the red and white stripes of a flag and blueberries. That was cute. Like, that would be a fun thing to serve.
You're forgetting that Freedom Trifle. That Freedom Trifle was pretty darn good.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about forget. There's also the vegetable version of that, which was good and not.
Also good. But Freedom Trifle. Then we had.
Freedom Trifle?
Yeah. I bought a trifle container just for it.
Oh, yeah. We still have that.
Well, I hope.
That made a lot.
That made a lot.
That made a lot.
We also made Sloppy Joes, and those were pretty good.
Made those? I did not remember that.
We did. So I'd say the winner of the Halloween was the Wiggle and Jiggle gelatin bites.
Oh, I was going to say the caramel apple nachos were actually really good.
Those were the tops.
Those were good. I think that was definitely the best part of that chapter.
Yep, yep.
A lot of that chapter actually was not great.
Was not great.
Or we didn't make for various reasons.
Then we had Thanksgiving.
Then we're up to Thanksgiving, which had really good muffins, mm-hmm. apple muffins that were really good.
The apple muffins were very good. The pumpkin pie was good.
The cornbread was good.
The whole cornbread was really good.
The pumpkin pie was good and was the same recipe as any
was just pretty
pumpkin
much pumpkin pie.
Yeah. And then Christmas had those pinwheels that were
pinwheels
great.
And potato soup, man.
The winter sweet potato soup was great. And that pasta bake was, I mean, not
it's
fancy, but you made it twice. Is that the only thing you've made twice?
Yep. It's all about the peas, pinwheels, potato soup, pasta bake, poke cake. The big winners of Christmas.
So which was the worst recipe? Was it the stuffing or the poke cake?
The
probably
poke
the poke
cake
because
the
we
poke
had to
cake.
Literally
You can't do anything with
away.
Poke cake. Once it, well, you're just left with a wet cake. It's just a wet cake with Jell-O stuck all over it, but not good Jell-O. And
no.
You don't even like Jell-O.
No.
It's like two things Alana hates.
Not hates.
White cake and Jell-O.
Yeah. They're not made better by combining them, it turns out.
It's not just combining them. It's putting one inside the other. Like, not like in a layer either. Like, in its component. Just,
yeah.
Because but you said, like, there's ways of doing this that work.
Yeah.
Like, the poke, yeah. A poke cake's a thing.
Yeah.
I don't know why it didn't work.
Well, so the only time I have done anything like this has been in pound cake,
mm-hmm.
which is
way
more
denser.
Dense.
Yeah.
So.
But with Jell-O?
Like I mean, I wouldn't want it to do with pound cake.
One of the
Jell-O,
issues
but...
was that when you pour the Jell-O over the top, it seeped into the sides, and then it adhered the cake
yeah,
to the
pan. Yeah,
there
was like a layer of Jell-O on the
And you couldn't
bottom.
Take it out. Like, I had to like, get plastic knives, because it was a nonstick pan, plastic knives, and try to, like, chisel away this thick Jell-O glue, which was just awful. So then I had to piece the cake together. You'll see the pictures, listeners. I had to piece the cake together with toothpicks, slather on. They wouldn't hold together. It was totally cold. Wouldn't hold together.
Okay, yeah. So.
Terrible. Terrible.
The other thing we've been talking about all year is a little bit of confusion about who is this book for,
who is this book by,
who wrote these recipes, where did they come from? So maybe this is some recipes that were like crowdsourced or written by AI.
Recipes.
I don't know. Doesn't that seem like a recipe that'd be written by AI? Like it seems like it should make sense, but then it doesn't.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Or just something that someone's like, yeah, but you know, I bet it would work. I bet this would work.
I remember I heard that my next door neighbor used to.
There is a photo of it, and it looks like they legit did it. Like,
well, no. Well, there's all these photos. This book is such a mystery to me. Like, you don't know where the photos came from. You don't know where the recipes came from. The pictures are recycled from other books, and sometimes mm-hmm. they fit what's on the pages. Sometimes they don't. The stories are thin.
Story's very thin.
Like, when you think about, say, one of the board books, they really don't have that much more story than the chapter page for one of these. And yet somehow these all were basically, like, nothing.
Right. But again, like, I think it's that recipe book thing of who reads the stories. You don't buy a recipe
well,
book.
Well, that's where
stories.
I'm, like, still confused. Is this for kids? It has stories that would be for kids.
I think it's to take advantage of the IP and say...
I guess. The Christmas one did not have any kids can make this recipes. And it also didn't have any, like, arts and crafts recipes. Like, it didn't... like. Maybe the pinwheels, but not really, because it's more about, like, you have to kind of be even and spread things or else it won't work. Like,
right.
It had a good amount of kids will eat recipes.
It did. And it had the most, like, these are things that you could make a meal out of. Like, yeah. And, like, there wasn't, like, race cars that...
Right, right.
It was just, no, these are foods, except for that cake. I don't know if anyone would be happy with that. But obviously, like, products, brands, TV shows have their cookbooks.
Yeah.
Like there's like the Friends cookbook and things like that. Like but in those, like each recipe is like supposed
connected to the, like there's a Bob's Burgers cookbook where
right.
someone took all the burgers that are, or some
and,
of the burgers that are
or,
up on
or
there.
Like in like your Friends cookbook, like each recipe will be related to a specific episode. Even if they didn't make the food, it would be like, this mm-hmm. is supposed to invoke the feeling of the one where
did
this
did you
happened.
Invent this or is that a reason?
No, these are things. But you would think that with the Berenstain Bears, they're such a food-oriented book series, usually, with a lot of salmon and, like, just the kids eating things.
Well, and there's
the
also, like, ones where there's, like, the trouble with snacks or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, there's things they could have...
And I would think that they would tie these into those books, except that, A, it's Zondervan, so who doesn't have the rights, probably, to any of those stories.
I forgot about that, and that's why they needed all those quotes, those Bible quotes.
I guess, but I also don't know how the rights work. Maybe Mike could just do whatever he wants with any of the text. I don't know. But, yeah, it just seems like it's funny. There's no, like... You know, like, Mayor Honeypot's famous, this, just title it that, like, Squire Grizzly's Accordion Potatoes.
Right,
and
like,
there
they're
you
bringing
go.
Cookies to Ms. McGriz, but they could have said they're Miss McGriz's famous recipe
right.
of cookies.
Or just or even, like,
yeah.
Mama's Sugar Cookies. Like, that just, that's all you need.
Some of them had that. It was like Papa Bear's Pot of Beans.
But that's so rare. Like, yeah. I would think that all of these would try to tie them into, but again, like, it's just, who's it for? Is it for, like, yeah, adult fans of the Berenstain Bears, of which there are many, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't
know. I wonder how well it's sold. How old is it?
This one, you probably are closer to the...
Oh, I gotta click a lot to get to it. It's 95 pages.
It is. I mean, it's... Yeah, here we go. I found it. It is 2016. This is a 2016 book. But the text from the Bible is much older.
Okay.
So you know. Yeah, 2016. So, what is that, 8 years old?
Yeah.
Came out 8 years ago. I was already doing this show when it came out. I could have bought it then. But that's it. That's the Berenstain Bears Holiday Cookbook. Not only is that the Berenstain Bears Holiday Cookbook, that is the Berenstain Bears Deep in Bear Country 2024.
Finale episode.
The finale episode of the year. Next time,
I feel like this was a bummer chapter to end on.
Ah, it's all a bummer. It's all a bummer. Look at me doing this show. You got to feel a little sad at the end of it.
What? Ah,
it's wonderful. Everybody loves this show. You know what else everybody loves? Alana. They love it when you're on. You're everyone's favorite guest. She's looking at me like she can't tell if I'm being serious or not because I started doing a voice, like a tone of voice. Also, I have serious like... guy pushing 50 hair right now. I know I haven't talked about my hair on the show in a while, but my hair is looking pretty.
So what are we looking forward to in 2025?
What are we looking forward to? Well, my 10th anniversary.
Oh my gosh.
Is coming up.
What?
I started the show in March of 2015, April, May, something of 2015.
What episode number is this, do you know?
430-something.
So you'll hit 500 episodes.
Something, 400 and...
You'll hit 500 episodes for sure.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I've already got... My episode numbers don't actually reflect the number of episodes because there's a bunch that I didn't number because they were like special one-offs. 465. So
oh,
this
wow.
is episode 466.
Wow.
So yeah, I'll be hitting wow. 500 numbered episodes soon, but well before then.
Wow.
So yeah. The 10th anniversary. Does anyone have anything they'd like to hear me do? I've already said I might be redoing some classic books, so maybe I'll make that my 10th anniversary goal.
You have 34 weeks till episode 500. I think that gives you enough time to plan something.
34 weeks? I don't know. That doesn't seem like very much time.
That's more than 6 months. It'll be the middle of the summer.
But I want to do something for... Well, we can talk about this on
okay.
mic. The audience doesn't care.
Are you going to celebrate your 10th anniversary?
That's the thing,
your
I guess.
Your 500th episode?
I always forget the
both?
Anniversaries. Both. But maybe I'll fly down to Mike Berenstain's house again, but this time I'll make it a surprise. But thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Thank you so much for joining me as we go into the next year, into the 10th year of the show. Thank you for sticking with me this long. Thank you, Alana, for sticking with me this long.
You're welcome. I have one other question. Is this year the year you catch up?
Oh, with the books?
Because you're getting to things that are newer and newer.
I mean, yeah, maybe. Like, I'm in the 2020s already in some of my books. So, yeah, it's not long. There's fewer and fewer, like, totally original books coming out because he's doing a lot of, like, reissues or, like, condensed versions of books or just things like that. So maybe this is probably the year I lap him. I'll start lapping the series proper. So
in your Del Toro podcast, when you finished all of his stuff, you then did his influences. You could do the influences of Mike Berenstain, which would be what every Dr. Seuss book.
I think it would be. I think
you'd be here a while.
I think if I did anything like that, which I won't unless people pay me to do it, is I would go through the.
Oh yeah,
I can read it all by myself. Thing and do each book from the I Can Read It All By Myself series.
That would be cool, actually.
Again, if you've never read I Can Read It All By Myself, I had Paul V. Allen on the show when this book first came out. Fascinating guy. And at work, whenever we get an I Can Read It All By Myself book in and someone's like, oh, I've never heard of this one, I will run and grab this off my recommendation shelf.
You have that at the bookstore?
Yeah, and I will read that chapter out loud until people get tired of me. So, I can read it by myself. It's not a cheap book, but it's a good scholarly book, because that's why it's a scholarly publisher. Alana, thank you so much for joining
me. My pleasure.
And everyone else out there in the world, I will see you all next time in 2025, deep in Bear Country.